When is that going to happen? Gisunda Tugugin Edasan. Gisunda Tugugin Edasan. The word is Gisundu. Gisundu. That word means when. Gisundu Tugugin Edasan. I don't know when that's going to happen. Kumu kistu ukun edasa sandi un sutanga. Kumu kistu ukun edasa sandi un sutanga. Tistu ukun edasa sandi un satanga. It might take place tomorrow. Adasu ukunat kriya itchang. Adasu ukunat kriya itchang. Adasu ukunat kriya itchang. I'm just guessing. Hinganus hundang. Hinganus hundang. The long word is hundang. Hundang. That word means guessing. Hinganus hundang. Your best. Lagang was once candy. Lagang was once candy. Lagang was once candy. When you're doing anything, try your best. Kinandang isasya lagang walwan trigyandang. Kinandang isasya lagang walwan trigyandang. When somebody is telling you something, make sure you listen. The long word is Gyuyang. You say Gyuyang. That word means listen. People got a lot of razor clams yesterday. Adasu kumas ngat kondayan. Adasu kumas ngat kondayan. The word there, kumas. That's the name of razor clams. Adasu kumas ngat kondayan. Adasu kyu ngat kondayan. I come a wee bit wrong on that one. I'm supposed to say, they got a lot of butter clams yesterday. Adasu kyu ngat kondayan. The word Q few days. That's the name of butter clams. And I still queue not one day. Some people got some fear to them. Gas no not stayan. Two gas no not stayan. The words to the Searton. Two gas no not stayan. Some people got a lot of halibut. Hago gyao ngat kondayan. The word there, hago, that's the name of halibut. Hago gyas nu ngat kondayan. Some people went out after spring salmon. Itsu town ga halayan. Itsu town ga halayan. The word the town, that's the word for spring salmon. Itsu town ga halayan. People were out after getting some kitings. A jagoot would eat until halayan. A jagoot would eat until halayan. The statement is it's short, but it's a little hard one to say. That's the Haida word for kitings. Takyako tiltitsantan halayan. They use octopus for halibut bait. Nugao hago antal chaladang. Nugao hago antal chaladang. The word nu, that's the name, Haida name for octopus. And the long word, chaladang. That long word, chala, means bait in the Haida language. Nugao hago antal chaladang. Hang your jacket up. Kudade ngakitsiyao. Kudade ngakitsiyao. The word kitsiyao, that word means in the Haida language, it means hang it up. Hang it up. Kudade ngakitsiyao. Hang your hat up. Pechenge nga kikuyao. Pechenge nga kikuyao. Wash up the dishes for your mom. Awang an soji kam letish kunni. In the Haida language, all the glassware, plates, cup, dishes, all everything in glass is called kamal, kamal. Ki up the table to Katata ne unkshi sanskisu. Katata ne unkshi sanskisu. We're going out picking berries tomorrow. Ada sut adang skatang asang. Adasut alang skatang asang. The long word is skatang. That means berries, picking berries. What kind of berries are you going out to pick? Kusin on at good alang skatang asang. On. That's the word for berries, fruit of all kinds, it's called on. Ango ada tulang skatang asang. We're going out to pick salmon berries. Skawango tulang skatang asang. This kawan, that's salmon berries. Kawan good alang skatang asang. Salal berries is called skitam. You say skitam. Huckleberries are called shetlu. He says at two. I believe blueberries are called stem. He says stem. Blueberries are called stem. Apples are called kui. You see, kui. Apples are called kui. Oranges are called anstudunga. Long word is studunga. That word means peeling. You can peel an orange, that's why it's called that. Anstudunga.
Do you want me to put it in something for you?
Yeah. Pears are called kishkawas. Yeah, pears are called kishkawas. It's called that because of the stem on the narrow end of the pear. It looks like a tail. Shkawas means tail, so they call it Kishkawas. Are you in a hurry? Dungus kuidao. The long word is kuidao. Kuidao. That long word means rush, in a hurry. Dungus kuidao.
I don't know what
time. Don't rush. There's a lot of time yet. Gum kui dang a wan kus kus konga. The word de konga, that word means lot. Gum kui dang a wan kus kus konga. I'm not in a hurry. Kamdish kuidanga. Kamdish kuidanga. I'll come back and see you tomorrow. Ada suskandans kanglasang. Ada suskandans kanglasang. Don't worry about me. Kudengesh Kuidang. The long word is Kudengesh Kuida. That word means worry. Kumdi Kudengesh Kuidang. I think I'm going to be all right. Tiyo la san sandanga. Along with the andang, we say andang. That word means all right. Tiyo la san sandanga. When you say give me a plate, you have to say Pishka Diga Asli. Pishka Diga Asli. And when you say give me a cup, you say Shkatlang Digas Kusli. Shkatlang Digas Kusli. And when you ask for a big soup spoon, you're going to say, Stagwal digat usli. Stagwal digat usli. Most of these things here, especially these kitchen tools, whenever you ask for it, you always mention the shape of it. That's what makes it sound different. Because of the way the cup is shaped, you say skusli. And because of the plate is flat, you say asli. So every time you ask for something, you mention the shape of it. If you said, give me a pot, you're going to say, Chastang Digat Chastri. And if you're going to say, give me the frying pan, Alangwe Digat Isti. Alangwe Digat Isti. Frying pan is called Alang. And when you say, give me some water, you say, Antkya Diga Gipi. Antkya Diga Gipi. Water is called Ant. Are you drinking fruit juice? Anhao Gudang Nisho. All of the drinks you have made from different ways of cokes and oranges, cream soda, and all that kind of stuff. It all goes under one name, Anhao. It's always called Anhao. Anhao Gudang Nisho. The weather is not good today. Ayat Kim Singe Langa. Ayat Kim Singe Langa. It's a rainy day today. Ayat Chikang. Then you can also say Ayat Guang. Chika and Gua both mean rain. Ayat Dele Kwanga. It's still, that word still means rain. Ayat Dele Kwanga. You just said lots of rain today. It's a foggy day today. Ayat Yanangaka. The word Yanangas, the word for fog. ayat yan ang aka. Today we got misty rain. Ayat ang itkis kiskuang. That's what a misty rain is called. Skiskua. I had to eat this kiskuan. I hope the rain soon stops. It's what have we done the lake Wilga. Right here the rain is called the lake. But the lake Wilga. Today is a sunny day. Ayadu etka khuyaka. The word khuya. That word is Haida word for sunshine. Khuya. Ayadu etka khuyaka. Today we got a lot of clouds. Ayat yane kwanga. Clouds are called yane. Ayat yane kwanga. Today the wind is strong. Ayat tazwe tatskagan. Long word tatska. That's the word for strong. Ayat tazwe tatskagan. The wind is going to stop blowing. Tazwe goelasang. Tzweyo Guwilasang. Today we got southeast wind blowing. Ayadu Hau Ishka Katsuka. That's the name of southeast Hau. Southeast in the Haida language is called Hau. Ayadu Hau Ishka Katsuka. Today we got westerly wind. Ayadu Jagus Ishka Katsuka. That's the Haida name for westerly wind. Jagus. They say Jagus. That's the name for westerly wind. Today we got north wind. Ayadoiska Khawaka. That's the name for north wind, Khao. The word is Khao. But in this statement it changes to Khawa. Ayadoiska Khawaka. Today we got a cold day. Ayadu Sengit Tatang. The word Tatang. That word means cold. Ayadu Itchka Sengit Tatang. I hope we soon get some warm weather. Itchka Tawidan Itchka Oleilga. The big word, the ola, the word is ola, but in this sentence it changes to olilga. That big long word means warm. Titskot itka olilga. A halberd is called haku. The word is haku. That's what a halibut is called. A spring salmon is called a cowan. That's the name of a spring salmon, is cowan. The name of a coho. I got muddled up here for a minute. Name of coho is Taya. You say Taya. Name of a sockeye is Sokan. You say Sokan. Name of a dark salmon is Skug. You say Skug. Name of a bullhead is called Kal. You say Kal. Name of a flounder is called Tultugon. Name of a red snapper is Sun. You say Sun. That's the name of a red snapper. The name of a killer whale is Arm. That's the name of a killer whale. Arm. You notice that these names are same thing, but only thing you say one in a long way and then you make one fast, you say in a short way. Like red snapper, you say son, and a killer whale is arm. It's the same word, but it's you say it in a longer way. Son and son. And the name of a lingcod is Keenan. You say Keenan. The name for herring is Inang. You say Inang. That's the name of herrings. There's a really small, skinny kind of long fish. They're pretty small. When you're out on a boat, now and then you'll see, like when it's slack water, those little needlefish will come right up to the top of the water. You see them all over the place. Birds eat them, seagulls eat them, all the birds eat them things. And all the different species of fish, they all eat that. They usually refer to as feed, because all the different fish eat them and birds eat them. The name of that little fish is Sinang. He says Sinang. A dark fish is called Kaat. By the name of dark fish cod. Those really tiny fish you see in the river, they're really small. Those little fish is called malut. They're really tiny little things. Malut is what they call those. It's called Tatlap. You get those in the rivers and the people fish them all the time. We used to fish it off the wharf. We had a wharf down there years ago. And we used to all line up on there when the tide's high. That's where we used to get a lot of trouts there that time. That's what those trouts are called, Malut. I believe black cod is called skull. The name of black cod is skull. I'm not very sure on that name, but I think that's what it is. He gave me the axe. He said, "Kiss away the ghosty." Those of you that listen to different higher teachers, elderly people, you're going to see a lot of difference in the way the higher lesson is taught to our students. The people that came from other villages, they talk a little bit different kind of higher. So that's what makes our language a wee bit different. Me, I come from, I belong to the Massachusetts tribe. So my Haida is Massive Haida. If somebody asked you for just me the hammer, in the higher language you is gonna say the say diga isti. That's what a hammer is called, to say. Tisa. Depending on what statement you got it in. The say diga isti. Astawe diga isti. That one is Astravedika Isti. I'm coming on all backward here. I'm supposed to say, give me the shovel. Give me the shovel. Astravedika Isti. The name of shovel is Astrav. If they told you, be the wheelbarrow. He's gonna say, kiss all my way to get it. A wheelbarrow is called kiss all nang, kiss all nang. So he's gonna say, kiss all nang way to get it. I'm still coming on wrong on this thing. I'm supposed to say, dip me the chair. A chair is called Oskang. So you say, Oskang we digesti. Be the sledgehammer. The says digger is the sledgehammer is called in this sentence the word changes to say. So when you use these words in different sentences, the word changes and that's what makes it hard to learn. It's called this, but in this sentence you say the say the gesti. Then it is said, pass me the wet. That one there goes, the way the gesti. The way the gesti. The wet for a sledgehammer is called the way. In another sentence you'll hear them say two. So The word just changes around in different sentences. The waste pig is the. I need some nails. Shinjagudi chilakunga. Nails are called shin. Shinjagudi chilakunga. I also need a board. Aujagansnudi chilakunga. A board is called au. Aujagansnudi chilakunga. I didn't expect it to be that way. Ukon edeng sans kudengen. I think the kind of hard word is edeng. You say edeng. Kamu ukon et sans kud. Kamu ukon et sans kudengen. That's another way you can say it easier. It's another way. I didn't expect it to happen that way. Kamu ukon eda sa sandiyun sedengan. The long word is eda sa. Kamu ukon eda sa sandiyun sedengan. I'm just kidding. Sakutana suka. The last part is suka. Suka. Sakutana suka. The clouds are moving fast today. I had kuigi. Kutitale khungalang. Got some pretty big words there for you kids. First one is kutitale, kutitale. You say kutitale. That means clouds are blowing fast. And the other word there, khungala. That word is for fast, khungala. Did you see the moon last night? Tago alwa kongi kenga. That's the name of moon is Kong. The name is Kong. But in this statement, that word changes to konge. You say konge. Dago algok ae te kenga. It's a big long word there. We got a little bit muddled up here again. I supposed to say, did you see the stars last night? The big word is Kaisa, Kaisa. The name Kaisa means star. That was all work Kaisa Kinga. Did you hear the thunder? That was Hilangan Kudanga. The long word they Hilang. Thunder is called Hilang. Taku Hilangan Kudanga. Today we're getting hail. Ayadul Kachalang Itkakuang. The long word they Kachalang. the lung is what the word for hail. I had to cut the lung is to go on. I'm going out hunting. South to go to India. South to go to India. The long word to go to, that long word means a gun. South to go to India. I saw a big bear. Tan Iwanus Kangan. There's a word for bear. Bear is called Tan. Tan Iwanus Kangan. I saw a beaver too. Chengyasnus Kangan. Beaver is called Cheng. Chengyas Nuskangan. I also saw a marten. Kugyas Nuskangan. That's the name for marten. It's called Kug. Then I also saw an otter. Stugugasnus Kangan. There's the name for otter. An otter is called Stugu. Turn the lights on. The word the August is to turn on the lights. Turn the lights out. Asta Vertikis. Outside. Akasi alga oslan. Alga, that's the word for dark. Alga. Akasi alga oslan. It's the water boiling. Unkegushkalli. There's the word for water. Boiling, I should say. Boiling is called skalli or skalda. Unkegushkalli. The water didn't boil yet. One on which Kaldanga. You hear the difference here, how that word changes when you use it in a different sentence. The first sentence was Kaldi. In this sentence, the water didn't boil yet. It changes to Kald. Come on, Andres Kaldanga. So that same word changes to skaldan. In the other statement, it's skaldi. That's what makes the First Nation languages perfect. Make some tea when the water boils. Andre skaldi starts to get a cloud. You notice how that water, boiling water, that word changed again. So every time you use that word, boiling water in a different sentence. It changes to a different way of saying it. In this sentence you say, Skaldistastu, Skaldistastu. It's kind of hard for me to say that. You better make some tinglings for your tummy. Tinglings are called kasang. And you better chop some wood for him while you're there. Chanwe is langaskinaman. The long word is Killing. 당당. 시크장위. I made mistake on the word cup. Cup is called 시크장위. 야, 시크장위, 시크조리. 화상 시크장위 시크조리 is called 화상. 화상 시크장위 시크조리. Hang the cup up. 시크장위 시크야오. 시크야오. That's the word for hang. Hang the cup. 시크장위 시크야오. I'm going to visit my nanny. 나는 아우스투자와가. There's the word for visit. 스투주와가. She says 투자와가. 나는 아우스투자와가. I slept in this morning. 생아여스 아강이단. That's a long word for sleeping. 아강이단. You see, 아강이단. 생아여스 아강이단. I got up early this morning. 아여디 시킨간. That's the word for early birds. 시킨가. 시킨가. 승 아여디 시킨간. He's a real sleepyhead. 강 하울도 어슬랑. It's a very strange way of saying that statement, but that's the way to say it. 강을 하울도 어슬랑. That one gets up really early. 원이슨 킨가 어슬랑. That's the word there for early birds. 킨가 어슬랑. 원이슨 킨가 어슬랑. You lock the door. Tuet was kasket. The word kasket means lock. Lock the door. It means lock. Tuet was kasket. Did you lock the door? Dagu kiwe was kaskata. Did you put your shoes on? Dagu saskadila. Saskas name of your shoes. Saskas. Did you change your socks? Takus takhilawi ngatisultaya. There you are, there's the name of stockings. Stakhildao. Socks are called stakhildao. I lost a puck. buttoned on my jacket. I'm a little bit bald up here. That is to Kulang Nagawan. I think I got that. That is to Kulang Tina Kawan. I'm having a hard time making that statement. But anyway, there you are. Button is Kulang. That's the whole idea. You get to know the name of things. Button is Kulang. I got a lot of stories today. Ayat Kya Sang Dian Kwanga. It's the name of stories, Kya Sang. You say Kya Sang. Ayat Kya Sang Dian Kwanga. Tell me a story then. What do Tigger Kya Sundi? What do Tigger Kya Sundi? Don't lie to me. So there's the name for lie, Kishkadang. You say Kishkadang. That's the Haida word for lie. Kumdiga Kishkadang. Tell me a true story. Kya sang ya Kishkadang Subi. There's the word for true. The word is yaki. Yaki. Ya sai yaki at speaker should be. Somebody in the class might want to know some names of the Haida medicine. That tea you go in the mosque to that little plant is called Silukaganas. You see Silukaganas. I think in the plant book it's got the name Labrador tea. I believe that's the name you'll see in the plant book. And then I got some spinning nuts for myself. I never used it, but I just want to try it out. So I got a bunch last summer and I dried it up to keep it for the winter. You use that same as the tea. You put it into hot water and you drink it same as drinking tea. It's supposed to be really good. That thing that is called Otungal. You say Otungal. That's the Haida name for stinging nettle. And then another strong plant with all the sharp needles on. Kind of a terrible thing to work with. It stings a great deal when you get into your finger. The one that's called Devil's Club. That's what I've been working on in the last few days. Kristen gave me a whole bunch. So I've been busy working on other stuff. So the Haida name for other stuff is Chisundau. You say Chisundau. I use that a great deal, so I know it's okay. It's good medicine.
I've got a blank area here, so I'm just filling in this blank. part of the tape. I didn't say much about the medicine we call Guaica. That's a powerful medicine. It's pretty strong. It works good for people that's got the arthritis, sore bone. It's good for aching bones, that Guaica. That's what I use it for. And it's a very powerful medicine. It's in the plant book, you'll see that it's marked deadly poison. So it's not a safe thing to have around when you got small kids. But I use lots of that all the time, so I know that it helps a great deal on aching bones, and it's good for people that's got arthritis. And I usually slice it up when they're fresh, and then I dry it up like that. Then once you get it dry, you can keep it for a long, long time, as long as you keep it in a zippered bag. I used to keep mine in freezer bags, and that's how I keep mine over the winters. You can keep it that way for a long, long time, no matter how long you keep